Welcome back, everybody. Now in this module, we will talk about the faces of hackers. So kind of like Errol's faces when he works, when he goes to the office, right? Errol, I know you're an ethical hacker, and we will talk probably lots of what you're doing every day. Like, I mean, we will talk about identify how hackers behave in real world. And I know there are some sort of officially, like, let's say, faces of hackers, right? Tell us what happens when you wake up at 10 a.m. in the morning in Sydney. What are you doing?
I'm going to give a different example, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Can I get the camera to myself, please? All right. Forget about hacking. Why? I mean, I know. I'm going to explain you hacking here. By the way, thank you, Yuri, for mentioning Twitter. Thank you. So, shortly back to the slides. Five phases of hacking: reconning, scanning, gaining access, maintaining access, clearing tracks. Back to me, please. All right. Forget about hacking. We have five phases, as you see. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a man. Let's assume you are single. I mean, you are, I'm not. as a man, you, of course, could be. I respect everybody, but I like girls more. And what I would do is usually say, hey, Milad, you know what? I don't have a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend. Yeah. Can you please, which bar is good in Seattle? You come here more often where I can go meet some people. Legitimate, you know.
Yeah.
So I get some information. That's what we call recon. Mm-hmm. Reconnance. It's the gaining information part.
Okay.
Okay. Then he says go to the club, which is at Microsoft Building 37.
You have a club in Microsoft?
Just kidding. All right. Now I'm in the club. Music is there. Can you make some music now, please? Okay, music is there, dancing, looking for the girls. She looks at me. No, she didn't smile.
Okay.
You know, I found someone. Yeah, she's looking at me.
Really?
Yeah.
At you?
Yeah, let me go talk to her. Hi, hello, my name is Sergio. My name is Sergio. Oh, yeah, would you like to dance? So what I've done is I scanned the environment. I did try to find the right female which attracts me.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the third part was gaining access, going and talking to the girl. Hi, now we dance. It's beautiful.
Wait.
You make the music. Beautiful. I talk to the girl. All good. What is the fourth part? Maintaining access.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or buying drinks. Or?
Remember, my name is Sergio. You buy drinks.
Yeah.
You had some beautiful food. Night. So can I get your phone number, please? You get the phone number. All good. You keep access. But what was the fifth part?
It's clearing tracks.
Clearing tracks. Back to me, please. Remember, my name is Erdal, not Sergio. So, I'm married. I know my wife is still sleeping, so. I'm married. So, I'm going to clear the tracks. Otherwise, she will kill me. Literally kill me.
No, she will.
She will, I think so. So, now, put this contact. Everybody has a hacker inside. So, let's put this back into IT terminology. So, if you think hacking comes out of the moon, by the way, it was a joke. There's not such a website. if you think it's hackers use our own mindset,
mm-hmm.
The only difference between them and us is we are lazy.
Yeah.
We assume, we accept the risk. So, let's go back to the slide deck and let's talk about reconnaissance. Reconnaissance refers to a path where hackers attack, the attacker gathers as much information as possible.
Correct.
They get two-way. They can do it actively mm-hmm. or passively. Active reconnaissance, basically, they go to the field, they try to do, they talk. It's like me going to the club or
club
me going online for dating website, which is passive recon.
Okay.
This can be done, again, in two different ways. What are these two different ways? Active recon, for example, can be done as shoulder surfing. Looking.
So how you try to get my password.
Exactly, how I was trying to get your password.
Yeah.
Or dumpster diving.
Mm-hmm.
If you think dumpster diving happened just in the movies, please go to Bing and search dumpster diving attack to Microsoft. E2000, a big database company, two of those spies were caught here at Redmond, where they were looking at the recycle bins.
Yeah.
You know, now most of the secure departments have a recycling policy. They have someone which collects the recyclables, they shred it, then they put it outside. Mm-hmm. So they can do it also from the internet. There are lots of tools, and at this stage, Milad is going
to show you one of them.
Yeah. Let's see this beautiful demo slide. Okay. Gaining fast personal information.
Okay.
And how can we do it, Milad?
Sure thing. I will show that happily. So this is one of the tools available you can download. It's called Multigo. And basically what I can do here is I can find information across different databases, basically, around a particular email address, a particular person, phone number. So just with one small information, it will crawl the entire databases and find the matching information across them. So just for the fun, to annoy Erdal a little bit, let's move over a person here. And Erdal, I know I didn't ask you for that, but I will just search and try to find more information around you. So maybe I will realize that you're not a real MVP. You just tricked me with social engineering. There was never an award. So let's find out what's happening around you. And by the way, if this comes out, you will have to leave now. All right. So now I have a person called Erdal here. Let me right click and run all transform. So basically what happens here is it will find email addresses associated to try to find phone numbers. It will check Facebook for me. And let's just go over here and it hit yes. So what it does now, it scans different databases. And now Erdal, I will ask you some questions. Is this your Facebook page, for example?
No, that's my cousin.
That's your cousin.
Oh, okay. So you got
Azaloskaya.com, is that your, isn't that your blog?
It's back live now.
It's back live?
Please help me.
Have you recently posted anything about your upcoming jumpstart called Defense in Dev on Facebook?
Oh my God. Guys, if you think we did put it there, no. It's free. Go download it yourself.
Right. And how about, Erdal, I mean, you said you're MVP, loyal and everything, but I see here a couple of Gmail accounts.
Yes.
Eoskaya, Erdal,
to be honest, they're not all mine.
Sure.
Some of them are mine.
Some of them are yours.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, my job is doing class platform security.
Okay, let's see what else I can find. I got interested to your website, right? So erdaloskaya.com. So let's check over there. What do we get here? Yeah, I accept the accepted disclosures. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, actually, let me do it. Cancel, run. Let me resolve to IP address. Let's get the IP address. Oh, and there, Erdal, I'm sure you don't know the IP address, but let me tell you that I know the IP address now of your server. What else can I do? DNS from IP. Let's see. What are the DNS servers? Oh, you got a, okay. Oh, we are getting interested. Okay, so those are your DNS servers. Very interesting. Let's see what I find out from your Facebook profile. All transforms. Yeah, yes. Let's see what I found over here. Let's double click. And let's see Let's see what I find here. Okay, so now I know where the image location is on Facebook, so I could even go onto that page even without having a Facebook account and download that picture. Interesting. What else? No way to stop hackers. Oh, yeah, that's a post from you for sure. Let's see. Yeah, I accept. Remember.
Scroll down.
Ah, there was one more.
Yeah, happened always to me.
Okay. Ah, so now I even know that a particular person liked that entry. Very interesting.
Guys, this could be you. I seriously don't know at the moment, but I don't know if you noticed, Multigo at the moment is doing active intelligence research. And
it's really forensics work, right?
It can be.
You can use more Multigo for forensic work.
Basically, yes. I'll do some advanced forensic, but yeah. Basically, yes. I don't want to say no.
Okay. And Multigo, I mean, it's a tool available for community and commercial use, right?
Yes.
So depending on what you want to do. I mean, what I would recommend is if you just want to test it for yourself, right? I do not encourage you to use it in production, obviously. Just go on Bing, type in Multigo.
Please be careful.
And careful.
Sometimes, yeah. In different search engines, I receive many similar results, which is fake. Seriously.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Good to see it didn't happen in bank. Otherwise, I would tell. Don't worry.
Correct. So I remember actually when I first started using it, I don't know how long it was, like when you first showed me that, where you're saying, hey, you really need to make sure that when you download it, that you download it from that particular website and from nobody else. And if you don't find it, hey, let me know and I will send you the executable. Of course, I didn't believe him, right? I mean, he was like, oh, don't worry, I sent it over to you. Just install. Yeah, sure, Erdal, right? And probably you wrapped it with a virus and was just waiting. So I log into my bank account and you transfer another $2 million to your account.
$2 million? Dubai.
Okay. That's what we do in the Middle East. You know?
Okay.
Okay. So that's about Multigo.
So this is the free version, right?
This is the free version, exactly. I just want to...
Which is limited to use.
Yes, it's limited for specific databases. I think it's around 12 databases you're crawling. And even with that, I mean, seriously, I mean, you saw how much information I got within... How long did it take the demo? Like 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
And I can assure you...
Yeah.
I mean, we know the product. I can assure you can find much more. Look, I had it once in my class. One student said, you can't find me online. Impossible. I said, look, make my job easy. Tell me if you liked anybody in Facebook. His profile was secured. Everything blocked. I said, you know, I can take hours, but to just prove you that I can find you. He said, yeah, I liked Milad Aslaner publicly, and I commented to his Facebook. By the way, it was Bon Jovi. Anyway, I launched a spatial Multigo transformer, which looked to Bon Jovi and his likes, and I found him. I found the URL, as Milad showed you. I copied paste to the my IE browser. I was in his page. I could add him as a friend. All what he said, thank you. Okay, what do we got next, Milad?
So I think what could be interesting is that once we do the recon, right, it's all about the scanning, right? So let's talk a little bit about scanning types. I mean, there are different scan types available. Like we can do port scanning, vulnerability scanning, as well as scanning the network. I think, Erdal, what is the difference between port versus vulnerability versus network scanning, and when are hackers using what scenario?
Okay, what is port scanning? Forget about hackers again. Think about thieves. When they want to steal your car, what they do is, first of all, they walk around the car. They look if there is someone. Then they will try to see if you open, like in the movies, they look in the keys. Or think about the house. They walk around the house, they will try to open window, somewhere to get in. Don't forget, every computer has 65,000 ports. Mm-hmm. And as you know, these days, all Microsoft Windows operating systems come with they can basically close down. So you have to go and open your own ports. Why? Because each port has might have a service running on it.
Correct.
Which is publishing yourself to the internet. Okay? So a port is basically the window for outside. Vulnerability, we talked about vulnerability. I'm scanning Milad. I'm looking for his weak point. Remember Rocky Balboa against that boxer?
There you go.
That tall boxer. And that boxer realized that Rocky Balboa had a rib issue and he started to attack from there. So that was a vulnerability scanning. So first of all, we're going to find our target. Mm-hmm. We're going to identify our target. Then we're going to scan their network. Of course, our scope is too small today. But if you really want to learn about network scanning, next week you can watch it in Channel 9 or TechEd.
Yeah.
Someone called Milad Aslaner and Erdal is going to talk about bulletproofing or network security. Please watch it later. You can get it from our blogs or Facebook profiles. But let's do some demo now, okay?
Show us really, how do they find us, Erdal?
Okay, how do they find us?
I mean, that's going to be a very interesting, right? Because just like your colleague, your friend or student was saying that basically they say that, hey, nobody can find any information on me, right? And you just proved that you could find them, right? So you had the capabilities and the tools required to identify who is this person, who does he like on Facebook, on social network websites. And this is really scary, I think, right? Erdal, what do you think about that in general while you're opening your demo?
Okay, now we can switch to my computer. Here we go. I logged in. That's it. Not this one. So
I like your wallpaper, by the way. Can you
Yeah, protecting windows with Kali these days. All right, now I'm going to use Milad's most favorite tool. He didn't want me to use Firefox for this presentation.
Yeah, I had to take... You're still doing it.
I'm still doing it, but I have permission. Okay, yeah. Look, honestly, my favorite browser is IE, believe it or not. Yes, I know. Look, it's not about browsers, okay?
Quick one article.
What I like about Firefox, it has a couple of add-ons, which I want to show you. Yeah, let's go to my blog.
While you're opening
it. So I'm going to help you to block it.
While you're opening it, Erdal, the Multigo website is also down now.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, beautiful. Well done, guys. This is my blog. I don't know if you noticed, straight away, Multigo was able to get the host ID, the IP address. It gets where it's been hosted, Sydney, Australia. I can just get some information straight from here without using any additional tools. You will see where my blog is hosted. So if you want to launch attack, you don't have to do many port scanning. You can just use one little add-on which connects straight and gives all the information. That's what we call banner grabbing or fingerprinting. So if you look back to our slide deck, you will see Erdal'sker personal blog is hosted here. Like when I was saying I was from the moon, you didn't believe me, right? You're going to see shortly my address is specified as in the moon. What else? You can come to this little tool here. We can do...
What's the name of the add-on?
Yeah, I'm going to show it to you right now. Okay. If you go to add-ons...
And I mean...
I got Firebug. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is HackSearch. Netcraft and Server Spy. All right. So now I think I should pop up. It didn't. Let me double click on it again.
While you're doing that, I mean, the idea is that you have with the add-on the convenience that it's all under one screen. I mean, you could theoretically do it with any browser, right? Because you have those different
Definitely,
websites.
Yes.
But it's not like from user experience perspective or from hacker user experience perspective, it's way easier to use it with a browser because you have this
penetration testing. Don't forget. Seriously, I'm showing this tool just to show you how we can get information to protect your companies. I'm not showing it to hack me or Milad or that company. If you're going to do that, it's your own responsibility. Remember, the aim is to think like a hacker, to stop the hacker. All right, let's do a very quick search from here as well. I can get DNS details, DNS health information. I can get username password search. I can get general search based on entire domain. You know, you can just, I'm not going to spend too much time. I can send for threats. If you don't believe me, let's have a look quickly here. We did talk about it. This is my DNS information. Now you know my IP address, my name server. Mm-hmm. Just scroll down. Now you know my SOA record, Service of Authority. You know my TTL. Again, I'm going to leave this for you to look. This is a spatial search which looks for username passwords only in my blog. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, I just pressed one button. I didn't have to go to this search engine to type all this line in. It is basically launching what we call Google hacking, an attack to get all the passwords in. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? Quickly here. I ran another search about erdalusker.com, where it was mentioned. Mm-hmm. As you can see, EC Council and other websites. Plus, based on this website, it's safe as well.
Just a quick one, Erdal. Can you show us the list of the add-ons again? I mean, I see some students were asking it for that.
Okay.
Again.
My recommended one. HackSearch, please install it in your own risk.
Yeah, in the testing environment, obviously.
Server Spy, my one is an introduction. Firebug, but I only use it when I do security testing.
So doing penetration?
Penetration testing.
Okay.
Because I know installing add-ons from untrusted source can have security breaches.
Exactly.
So this is exactly... Look. I'm doing some stuff for purpose. Milad is a good boy. I'm the bad boy. And I'm not here to, you know, show him bad or show myself good. It is basically a little, you know, to keep you awake as well. I know it's really hard to listen to two German-speaking guy.
Well, German, Turkish, and a little bit Arabic-ish.
Yeah, right? A little bit Arabic. So we're trying to keep you awake as well. I know the time zone all over the world is a bit different. And another very good tool, which I want to show, it's the Netcraft. You can go at IE as well, but it will show two, three different stuff, which I want to show you. First of all, it's going to show my website statistics. As you can see, this blog was seen first May 2009. My details, my IP address. You can see I was in Linux. I jumped to server, Windows server. Then I jumped to Linux again. It's quite safe. And one more thing. You can get a full site report while just pressing on that Netcraft toolbar. We just done that. And you can get my who is information. Yes, you can go sys internal tools, Mark Rosanovich tool, one of the best tools that I like, who is, type it in and get all this information. So now you know what web server I'm using. Next time when you're gonna launch attack, please use this kind of information. And, you know, that's it. That's basically how I use Firefox to find some information. But we talk about Metasploit. You saw me how I use the console to hack Windows 7. It's time now to jump to Facebook. No, not Facebook. I think you can switch to my screen, don't worry. We're going to here, Metasploit. So, I got Metasploit Pro, okay? I'm gonna log in, my username. And very bad practice, don't do what I do. Do not remember passwords in your screen. Why? Maybe one day we will talk about it. It can be easily extracted from the registry if someone gains access. Let's sign in. So, I'm gonna make a job easy. I already scanned my blog for you guys, okay? Let me show you what you can do. Metasploit, which we used, you won't have access to this because this is the pro version, but professional penetration testers or hackers do use that. You can launch a quick pen test. What is it? As you can see, you can select the target. You can call the project, Erdaluska. You can select Windows target, NIC service, web service, network devices. So it's not just about Microsoft. Please clear your minds. Then you can confirm your scan. Yes, it is using Nmap at the background and a tool which is called NextPulse, which you can use the free one as well. You can run exploits. What else can you do with the tool? Phishing campaign, web app pen testing, vulnerability validation. And as soon as you go ahead and run it, because of the time restrictions, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open the report. I'm not supposed to show it to you, but feel free to hack my blog, but please don't bring it down. You can see I got 4 web services, 44 web pages, and you can see some more information right here. We can brute force, exploit the website. We can get some other information as well, like scanning, web scanning, brute forcing, and it's quite easy. All what you have to do is press the button, and you can select services. You can go to advanced services or launch brute force. As soon as you do that, you know, with the free version, you have to type this in. You can just go type this in and use Metasploit to do that, okay? So it should go and start scan. As you can see, around 4% has been done. I'm pretty sure Microsoft IT is going to block my scan very soon. Okay?
I mean, Microsoft IT is watching you since yesterday when you start downloading all those tools.
And yeah, yesterday I was trying to download some tools. I'm not going to say what I was able to do. But they have really good forefront endpoint protection. I couldn't download anything. I had to go to the hotel and download it back from there. And here's a beautiful report. this is the IP version 4, Linux, 12 services this time. And I'm not going to show you these details. Please go ahead and find it yourself. If you want a website to hack, all right, I'm going to do a favor to you. Please, look, this is owned by EC Council. And usually when I teach hacking classes, look, go ahead and feel free to scan this website. It's for you, free for you to scan if you can hack it. Beautiful, they got a backup. Here you go. Usually for hacking students, but they don't mind to get some bit more extra traffic. Feel free to launch any kind of attack to this. Usually it's for EC Council students, but I think I can tell that as well. This month, end of this month, Charles Stewart University is running a free hacking class by university. If you are interested, please feel free to come to my blog and sign up to this class here.
Are you not delivering that class?
I am delivering the class. So it's, if you finish this class, you will get a certificate of attendance. The name has been renamed, but you can just join. All the details are here. So basically, I was trying to show you two little tools which is used by hackers. Two. Back to our slides, where you're going to remember what we were doing. Hold on. Don't go back to my slides yet. Remember, we had five fuzzers. Here we go. Recomments. Milad used some beautiful tools to get... I used some scanning access. You saw me this morning how I gained access to Windows 7. How could maintain access? I could just plant a Trojan there.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm done, I could just clear the tracks, move to my next target. So, this is the five buzzers that hackers use. And we want you to learn this. We want you to think like them. We want you to use the tools that they're using. But please, do not download any tool that you don't know. If you are not the master, you are owned by the master. What does this mean? If you download someone else's virus making tool, if you download someone else's hacking, cracking tool, while you're thinking you're hacking someone else, you're actually helping maybe a cybercrime organization to hack the people that you hack. So it's a chain.
Correct.
My friend, dear Milad Aslaner.
All right, so we talked about gaining access, right? And I think you have one more demo, I think, on that, right? The thief version.
Ah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I totally forgot about it.
I mean, right, I thought you were doing the recap, but I was like, what is the one more demo you want to show?
So now, no, sorry, I totally forgot. Oh, we still got time. Yes. Beautiful.
No worries.
You saw how hackers gain access. Now I'm going to do it easy again. I'm not going to wrap it. I'm going to go to put it in the internet. Just very basically, I'm going to log in to my Windows 8 PC here in my HyperV environment. Control delete. I put the password. Beautiful. That's my Windows 8. I lost my mouse.
It's on the table.
Yeah, thank you. Now I'm going to my tools. I did prepare all of this before. Anyway, I'm going to my hacking tools. I'm jumping to my Trojans and viruses. I go to my Trojan types. Remote access Trojans. Let's use Thief. Sorry, I'm not going to tell you where you can find this virus. But, you know, first we have to install the server. Let's make Windows 8 the server. Run. So, I did run the virus. Now, I'm going to move to different machine. So, if we can zoom out for a second, please. Milad, do you want to say something while I'm switching PCs?
Sure. So basically, Ara, there were some questions in the chat around certification. You mentioned it was ethical hacker certification, right?
Yes.
And your blog post was erdaloskaya.org or was it .com?
.com.
And there you find the information, right, around all this, around the course and how you can register for that, correct?
Yes. And okay. I'm just waiting my... Here we go. You can come back to me.
To your desk?
I can get Ctrl-Delete.
Okay.
Look, I know I'm doing it other way around. I'm making the client server, the server client. It's very basic. So just to show you how it works, okay? Windows 8, 2008, doesn't matter. Now I'm going to the same tools. To my beautiful drive. Of course, it's not going to happen like that, okay? In real life, people are going to plan, you know, they're going to wrap it as I demonstrated before. Trojans, backdoors, Trojan types, same folder basically. Remote access Trojans, thief. Now, client. Run. Don't forget. You are not, okay? You are usually, server has been installed in the victim. You are not going to just double in a virus, but it's going to be wrapped. I'm reminding you again, again, and again. Back to my screen. Now I'm putting my victim's IP address. I believe it's 10.10.10.8. And now I'm the hacker. I want to connect to that PC. It's trying to connect. Attention failed. Beautiful. Live demo. I'm just gonna quickly switch to my backup plan. I think Microsoft IT is not. Let me go. Backup plan. What I'm gonna do is backup videos. I'm not trying to try to fix it. All right. Binat, help me. All right.
Binat, help.
Okay. All right. I'm coming to my Windows 8. Remember?
You see, probably I told you.
I'm going
at 4 a.m. Remember when you were still doing demos? Go to sleep.
So what I'm doing is first I'm wrapping the software here. I'm just jumping to where I was. Remember, first I click on the server, I run it. I infected that client. I'm really sorry. I have to show video. Even our crew here is not a big fan, but I'm not going to try to fix it.
But okay.
Not even me. Now I'm moving straight to my client again. I go to the same folder. As you can see, the time is 4:21 a.m. last night. Do you see the time?
Yeah.
So I did record it last time as backup. So things happen. That's the wrong folder. Wake up, Erdal. So I go to thief. Now I got the client. Run. Exact same screen. That's my local environment, by the way. I'm just putting the IP address. 10. Come on, Erdal.
Erdal is sleeping.
Probably. So, look. I did double check. Probably I typed the IP wrong. Now I'm going to my 2008 just to get my IP address, just to show you how it works, okay? In reality, people are not going to deal with that. So I go to CMD. Minat, how can I find IP address again?
You just go to command prompt and type in ipconfig.
Ipconfig. Oh, yeah. I just forgot about it. Ipconfig. But it's really important to spell it right.
Yeah.
And
that's usually what happens, by the way, right? With
I
your presentation.
That's right. Why? It Microsoft IT is doing a great job. Seriously, it doesn't allow me to use. Okay, well done. Anyway, back to my server. Now I know my client's IP address, right? As soon as they're going to leave a trace. So I'm just going to go 10, if I can type. 10 dot, oh, wake up, 10.10.10.8, connect. So you select a port, can be any port number. I'm creating an FTP port because I want to upload some stuff, I want to download some stuff. I can go get some information about the PC, about the password, about the browsers. Let's go ahead and connect. I'm connecting. Now, it's connected and it's ready to transfer a port. So what can I do? I can just go and gain information, such as, you're gonna see shortly, I'm going, so it's connected. Let's see if I'm really connected. I'm gonna put my favorite command, netstate, AN, to see the process ID as well. And remember the port number, 6703. And the connection has been established. Or Mark Rasunovich has a beautiful tool, sysinternals, TCP port,
I think.
Yes, and NetView.
NetView, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, which you can use. I can show you
those
ones
as well.
This guy is
just amazing. I mean, all the tools he's doing in the meantime while he's working in Azure.
All right, let's get some PC information. What is the PC name? Win, blah, 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 blah. Registered to Microsoft, owned as Microsoft. Available memory. Why it's important? If I'm going to launch an attack, if I know the memory, I can use their resources to attack. Remember?
Exactly.
Sending 500 kits and network information. Let's steal some passwords or let's get screen captures, even better. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a live screen capture from that computer. All what you have to do is press save captures. Depends on your network speed. This can take some time. And look at this. This is my screen capture. This is a picture. If you don't believe me, look, I can't press and it appeared there. So I can't do anything. It's screen capture. Now, I'm going back to my server to prove that it was a screen capture. This is not a screen capture anymore. And I can just click and start. I can open, let's say, CMD again, another one. Or probably Notepad. Is anybody hacking me? It's important to spell it right. Hackers get angry otherwise. Let's make it big screen so you can read it. Our camera crew warned us. Make 16 font. Here we go. Happy crew. I listened yesterday to your instructions. All right, now let's take a screenshot of this. That's how I'm going to take over soon of my camera crew's PC.
Is that a threat or will you do that?
I will do that, probably. But I don't think the Microsoft IT is going to love it. So probably I'm not going to be able to go through. You seriously have a good policy here?
Yeah, don't worry. I mean, the tech at session, we will find replacement speakers.
Okay, I love you. I love Microsoft. All right, this is the picture.
Well, we
again.
Do appreciate
okay.
making business.
Let me.
Yeah.
Get a new screenshot. Now I'm back in the other PC. Click screen capture. And it's going to take some time. You can get even continuous screen capture. Remember? This is my PC. And now I'm in Windows 8. I double click on the photo. Oops. I can also get into the registry of that computer. I can go get some help about the virus. Funny. I can go to File Manager and browse that computer. This is scary. Someone is using your computer as a remote storage. I mean, look, I'm in this business for years. I know exactly how it works. I know how to prevent it, but I still get worried. I don't want people to see my Taekwondo pictures.
You're doing Taekwondo?
Yes, I do.
Well, that explains my hand now better.
All right. So, I'm going to move right now to my other PC. It's gonna happen very shortly. And, you know, you can get information from me as well. Basically, that's, I can get back to camera. That's how I used an old virus to to get access with the Windows 8 to Windows 7 2008. I think it was 8.1, not update one. So it has nothing to do with the operating system. So Microsoft or Google or Apple or Linux, seriously. It's not about the operating system. It's the end user going and double clicking into this file. So if it's a zero day, if it's a virus which is not known, how can you protect against it? I always tell this. Look, I got many friends working in many companies, lots of MVPs. I always get this question. So my computer is up to date. My antivirus is up to date. So why I still get viruses? I always say this. Thank you for asking the question, Milat. I'm just joking. I always say this. Guys, let's say I wrote a virus. I put in virus total. By the way, of course, someone is monitoring that website. It's clean virus. Then I put it in the internet. I publish it. I send it across. You, the one who didn't listen to me, did download that free game, Tetris. While you're playing the game, remember at the background, I showed you how my NetSat connection started? While you're playing the game, I'm accessing to your computer. Or while you're downloading your stuff from that FTP server, torrent, what is the key point of torrents, Milat? You have to leave your computer open. While you download from someone else can download from you. What is the other rule? Like the free file search, file serving sites, you keep and you download. If you are not in America, or if you're in Australia, our infrastructure is so good. A gig download can take an hour, depends on where you are. Okay. While you do that, people are connecting to your computers. Okay. You are infected. Now, someone has to be suspicious of this file. Okay. I think this is a virus. Someone has to upload it to the antivirus vendor. Someone in the antivirus vendor has to reverse engineer it. I got a beautiful example which I'm going to show you. A Turkish virus, which was caught by a company called Difoze, a forensic company. Mm-hmm. Okay. My friend Shukru done a really great job. I'm going to show you the screenshots. Actually, I can do it right now. See how it works in real life. And they work with another antivirus company called Zemana. And they done a great job to find the decryption tool. Don't steal my email address. All right.
You're going to show it on your machine, right?
Ah, beautiful. Here, they look at me. All right. My machine. Don't switch now on, just in case. I have my nude pictures on. No, just joking. It was just to get the laugh. I was going to show what? I forgot.
Turkish.
Yes, something. It's in the desktop. Just give me a few more seconds. My desktop is a bit messy. All right, now we can switch to my computer. That's a Fatura.exe. And what the virus does is basically, as soon as you get infected, you get a message like that. I'm going to show you a better image now. A
no
message like
users
that.
Users will understand it's in Turkish.
Yeah, it's in Turkish. It says, Mister, you're hacked. Now we have to. Oh, United Emirates. Mister, now if you want your data back, you have to send us an email. We did encrypt your password. We did encrypt your computer. And the virus, by the way, came via email. And it looks like Turkcell is like.
What's the ISP?
AT&T or. Vodafone or T-Mobile, it looks like a perfect what?
Invoice,
thank you. And it looks like this. And what he done is, he used a software called Forensic Explorer. He did went and he said it was really crypto domain dp.ua gate.php. So they done, what the virus has done is, it did encrypt look at this. Shift really means encrypted with password. It did encrypt all the files. Now, if you want to decrypt, you have to basically double click. Erdal, if you really want the virus, that's the virus here. All right, a friend of mine Shukri, I should give him the credit, seriously, and because he done a great job. That's his, you know, that's the guy. So thank you very much for sharing this information. What happened is, they get hacked because they clicked. They didn't follow the best practices. As a result, they had to pay lots of money to get decrypted or go to professionals to fix the issue. Milad, I know you have a story on screenshots. You don't have it anymore?
I can tell that actually. I mean, basically, what happened is, Adel, what you showed during your during your demo with the screenshots you made. I mean, that's what I did to my brother actually. I think back, I don't know how many years ago he was playing. I still remember he was playing Need for Speed, and I hacked his machine, and I was just pressing the brake button all the time over RDP. So he was like, why is my car so slow? Right? I was just annoying him. But, and then I took some screenshots, sent it over to him. And then it was a time where he realized, oops, he was the guy who's 13 years younger than me just hacked me.
Okay, I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
And
how about you wrap it up?
Sorry?
How about you wrap it up?
Okay, wrap it up with the virus and send it across?
Wrapping up the module.
Wrapping up the module. So, maintain access, clearing tracks. You saw how viruses are wrapped up. You didn't see it, but you guess how it's been shared. It's all about, there is you and yourself. Policies can be bypassed. I done in a conference, like I wasn't at OSCERT. I couldn't attend this year because I'm next week at OSCERT is Australian Computer Emergency Response Team. All right. I'm talking about computer emergency response team. I'm there delivering a session today, by the way, Advanced Windows Defense. And they had beautiful firewalls blocking us from going to different websites. I said, guys, did you done penetration testing? Ah, come on. You know, you are not going to tell another penetration tester, oh, come on. It took me 30 seconds to go to the URL. Do some other stuff and bypass the security. 30 seconds. So it's between it all. Users will make mistake. By the way, OSCERT is great. They checked their IPS and they blocked it straight away. But I was in. Yeah. I scored the goal. Now it's their time to patch it. That's what I'm saying. Hackers are a step ahead, and it's our job to be aware. We showed you a couple of websites. We showed you a couple of tools, and you saw how they gain access. You saw how Milad gain access about me. I mean, we didn't want to use anybody else, but if you are really, really keen, and if you live in the United States, please hashtag yourself. We have one more demo after lunch. I can tell where you live. If the house is yours, how much your house is costing? How much money you're earning? Your estimated age. No, not Facebook.
Your landline number.
Your landline number. You really want to learn it? Then you have to go to 1 hour break. You have to eat something. And we will be back. Me, Erda Luskaya, a certified ethical hacker, a Microsoft Mozilla professional, a Microsoft certified trainer.
And what else, dude?
I got a few others, but I'm not going to tell. And who are you again?
Milad Aslaner, Premier Field Engineer at Microsoft.
It was a pleasure for us to have the... It was a pleasure for us to have you in the first half year. Now we're going to have 1 hour break. And promise after 1 hour, we will talk... Let me tell you about what. What motivates hackers? Pass the hash.
Crack the hash.
And... We're going to talk about Windows security capabilities and tools. Promise, more fun demos are coming in. Don't worry if they fail. I'm not going to say, oh, sorry, I'm not going to spend time to fix it. I have a backup. If necessary, we use the B plan. But we are here so you learn. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do, please, let's meet in 1 hour again. And don't forget to hashtag us, use Twitter, use Facebook, use social media to make everybody aware. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. See you in 1 hour, 59 minutes.